I'm Jim Cunningham, returning with you to Heinz Hall for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz is next. It was completed in 1830. At age 18, Berlioz was sent to Paris to study medicine. He had little interest in the field and was outright disgusted after watching the dissection of a human corpse, which he details in his memoirs in colorful detail. Against his parents' wishes, he abandoned his medical studies in 1824 to pursue a career in music. His composition teachers included Anton Reicha. He also submitted a fugue to the Prix de Rome, but was eliminated in the first round. Winning the prize became an obsession until he won it on his fourth attempt. On top of the academic recognition, the winner received a five-year pension. Desperately needed income for a struggling composer. He sang in the chorus of a vaudeville theater to earn money. That same year, 1830, in Paris, he saw his future wife, the Irish actress Harriet Smithson. She was playing Ophelia in Shakespeare's Hamlet and Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. He began sending messages to Harriet, but she found Berlioz's letters so excessively passionate that she refused his advances. Smithson became Berlioz's obsession, his idée fixe, and the inspiration for his Symphonie Fantastique. Music director Manfred Honeck has conducted Berlioz on many occasions, and he played the Fantastic Symphony as a violist in the Vienna Philharmonic. But this is his first collaboration with the Berlioz at Heinz Hall.
It's the first time I will perform the Symphonie Fantastique and, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I have done it, of course, in Europe. It's a great piece. The music still sounds extremely modern. We should never forget Berlioz was 26 years old when he composed this piece. And what a piece. What a piece, what new things he brought into it. It is, for me, the prototype of program music and of a symphonic poem. So all what we hear afterwards, the Wagner, Liszt, Richard Strauss, even Gustav Mahler, they refer to the Symphonie Fantastique. And for me, this is amazing what kind of influence it had for the whole 19th century and 20th century.
Manfred Honeck is about to conduct the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz, who wrote a description of his symphony to be given to the audience before each performance. It reads, "A young musician of morbid sensitivity and ardent imagination poisons himself with opium in a moment of despair caused by frustrated love. The dose of narcotic, while too weak to cause his death, plunges him into a heavy sleep, accompanied by the strangest of visions, in which his experiences, feelings, and memories are translated in his feverish brain into musical thoughts and images. His beloved becomes for him a melody, and like a fixed idea or an idée fixe, which he meets and hears everywhere." In part one, we hear daydreams and passions. Part two is a ball. Part three, the scene in the countryside. Part four, March to the Scaffold, and part five, Dream of a Witch's Sabbath. Here is Manfred Honeck, the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, to conduct Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Manfred Honeck has conducted Hector Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The fifth and final part of the Fantastic Symphony, The Dream of a Witch's Sabbath, in which our artist sees himself at a witch's Sabbath in the midst of a hideous gathering of shades, sorcerers, and monsters of every kind who've come together for his funeral. We heard strange sounds, groans, outbursts of laughter, distant shouts which seemed to be answered by more shouts. In Berlioz's words, the beloved melody appears once more but has now lost its noble and shy character. It's now no more than a vulgar dance tune, trivial and grotesque. It is Berlioz's beloved who came to the Sabbath. There are roars of delight at her arrival. She joins the diabolical orgy. The funeral knell tolls with a burlesque parody of the Dies Irae, the dance of the witches, and the dance of the witches combined with the Dies Irae. The close of the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique. In the Dies Irae, we heard the bells which were specially cast for the Pittsburgh Symphony, massive church bells which were manufactured at the request of former music director Lauren Mazel. In the scene in the countryside, we heard the principal cor anglais, the English horn of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Harold Smoljar. The audience here at Heinz Hall took a look at a special video before the concert began. It was projected on a 30-foot-wide screen above the orchestra. It featured special memories of the orchestra's former music director, Lauren Mazel, who grew up in Pittsburgh and spent his early career as a violinist in the orchestra. Lauren Mazel died on July 13th at age 84. In the tribute to Lauren Mazel, you'll hear the principal bassoon of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Nancy Gores, Vice President for Artistic Administration, Bob Moyer, and the Music Director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Manfred Honeck.
A man who belonged to Pittsburgh and to the world was my predecessor at the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. From continent to continent, Lauren Mazel's genius was universally known. I myself was fortunate to play under the baton of Maestro Mazel when I was a violist in the Vienna Philharmonic. It was a formative time. I remember being struck by his extraordinary talent and unrelenting quest for perfection, and the lessons that I learned from him have stayed with me until this day. He will be in my memory always. It was Maestro Mazel who brought to us many remarkable performances, as well as the incredible standard of playing that is synonymous with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra name.
Lauren Mazel hired me as the PSO's principal bassoonist, along with 55 other musicians, during his tenure as our music director. During his time here, he married the German actress Dietlinde, and subsequently his three beautiful children were born here. I was particularly fond of their second son, who decided he wanted to play the bassoon, and I was able to help them find a three-quarter size instrument so that he could reach the keys. He had a photographic memory and many times conducted without a score. I used to imagine that when someone asked him a question about it, he would look up a little bit and I could imagine that he was turning the pages of the score until he found the right place. He was also a master technician, meaning he was able to communicate extremely well through the use of his baton. It made for very efficient rehearsals and also very amusing times when he would conduct the reverberations in the hall after the orchestra cut off a very loud chord. Maestro Mazel was a member of an elite group of elder statesmen conductors. We are extremely fortunate that he was our music director. The orchestral world will miss him greatly.
Lauren Mazel first heard the Pittsburgh Symphony when he was 8 years old. He first conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony when he was 9 years old. He played violin in the Pittsburgh Symphony while a student at the University of Pittsburgh. And as music director from 1988 to 1996, he transformed the Pittsburgh Symphony. His influence on the orchestra can still be heard in the playing of the extraordinary musicians he attracted to Pittsburgh 20 years ago. They are the core of today's Pittsburgh Symphony. Lauren was very hard to please. He was demanding, and he set the bar extremely high for this orchestra. And I believe that he would be very pleased to hear it play as it does today.
The Air on the G String from the Suite for Orchestra No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1068, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with Manfred Honeck conducting. It was offered in honor of Lauren Mazel, who died on July 13, 2014, at age 84. There will be more tributes to Lauren Mazel in upcoming programs from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Don't forget to listen to the Pittsburgh Concert Channel with Pittsburgh Symphony Concerts 24 hours a day, available online at WQED.org. Listen. You can also find each Pittsburgh Symphony program available as streaming audio on demand. Hear them on your computer or smartphone, online, or with iTunes. Before we meet again, I hope you'll write for your free program guide. In the envelope, you'll receive the Pittsburgh Symphony Blue Paper Viewing Glasses. They're great for observing the thunderous timpani of Principal Edward Steffen or any of your favorite players. They're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your name and address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Heinz Hall recording engineer is Harold Chambers. Script writing by Stephen Baum. Our program was made possible by the members of this great classical music station and by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio comes to you from PRI, Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.